The One Social, dein Podcast rund um Social Media Marketing und Branding. Wir berichten über exklusive Insights, spannende Learnings und lassen dich hinter die Kulissen unseres Agenturlebens blicken.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Podcast-Folge von unserem The One Social Podcast. Und tatsächlich bin ich ein kleines bisschen aufgeregt, denn heute ist irgendwie eine ganz besondere Folge für uns und vielleicht ja auch für euch Zuhörer da draußen. Wir sitzen nämlich gerade in Südafrika bei der Organisation Hands and Feet. Der ein oder andere erinnert sich vielleicht im letzten Jahr. Die Organisation durften wir auf einem Event kennenlernen im letzten Jahr. Und sie setzt sich hier vor Ort für Local Communities ein. Aber vielmehr möchte ich auch gar nicht vorwegnehmen, denn ich sitze hier zusammen mit Carmen und Amy, zwei Mitarbeiterinnen von Hands and Feet, und habe ein paar Fragen mitgebracht. Und die beiden werden über ihre Arbeit berichten, über Hands and Feet berichten und euch einfach ein kleines bisschen mitnehmen in die doch sehr andere Welt hier in Südafrika. Und ich bin total froh und dankbar, dass wir das heute hier machen können und bin ganz gespannt, was die beiden zu erzählen haben. So, welcome Carmen and Amy to our podcast and thank you so much for your time. Do you want to quickly introduce yourself to our listeners?
Sure, hi. I'm Amy Wright. I'm the program director here at Hands and Feet. I'm an occupational therapist by training and have been involved here for a number of years. And this is Carmen.
Hi, everybody. I'm Carmen, and I am the principal and overseer of the ECD Center at Hope Educate Center. I'm also one of the managers, site managers, and I oversee the day-to-day running of the ECD Center. Anything else? I help co-facilitate the Hope Ladies. That happens every Tuesday.
Okay, so you showed us around here and showed us what you're doing exactly, but our listeners maybe don't know. So what is Hands and Feet doing here? What are your different programs and what do you do for the communities?
Sure. So Hands and Feet is a faith-based organization. We're a not-for-profit company, an NPC, and our vision is to empower families, and that empowered families can then restore communities. So we work in the informal settlements in Strandfontein and Cape Town. So the informal settlements are based in the sand dunes, informal dwellings, and we work with those families to kind of tackle negative issues that are hindering the family from thriving. And so we work with the family members to get to a place where children can be cared for, they can grow well, parents can care and cope.
You are both the first employees of Hands and Feet, right?
Carmen was one of the
people on site. So we actually started out in 2016. We actually had nothing in the center, ECT center. So we actually worked our way up from the ground. So then two beautiful ladies were added. Unfortunately, they're no longer with us, but we've got amazing teachers right now. But I've been with Hands and Feet since 2016 and still going good. I love what I do. I love being here with the communities and serving them.
That sounds so good and so passionate. What are the key initiatives or projects you run here?
Yeah, so maybe a bit of background as well in terms of how Hands and Feet started. It just gives a bit of insight in that it was started by a group of ladies who... education, so a teacher, a social worker, an occupational therapist, and they had done a lot of volunteering and cross-cultural ministry and work in schools and safe spaces like orphanages and just different places like that, and just really felt the need for an interdisciplinary, holistic approach to prevent families being broken up and to prevent kind of all the trauma that happens around that. Rather than working on dealing with the issue down the line, how can we work in the community on the ground to prevent child removals, but also to just strengthen families so that kids can be well bonded with their parents, they can grow up with supportive families, with a roof over their heads, with like all of the stability that we need to thrive, but not just for the children's sake, but for the adults as well. And how can we support them and pour into them so that they can experience healing and restoration and also thrive for themselves, but also for their families. And so Hands and Feet was started and in January 2019 officially was registered as an NPC. And Hands and Feet partnered very closely with HOSA. So HOSA was the organization, Hope Southern Africa, who started the ECD Center. So with the food kitchen and with the ECD, and Hands and Feet were kind of on the ground working in very close partnership. And then in 2020, in lockdown, there was a merger in that Hands and Feet took over the running of the center, and everything just kept growing. And yeah, here we are.
Thank you so much. Can you tell us more about the communities you are working with?
Sure. So the main challenges that the communities face in general is so poverty, very high substance abuse rate, a lot of trauma, which often is the reason why people turn to substances, gangsterism, difficulty accessing like quality education or even having sufficient spaces in schools for education. So that's those kind of combined factors. So our programs are kind of positioned to deal with a lot of those challenges. So we have three main kind of sections for our approach in this community. So we've got obviously the Educare Center, so that's children aged 3 to 5. So there's two classes and we've got 50 children. And then we've got our drop-in center. So that is all the programs to do with families and therapy, support groups, education programs, parenting programs, job readiness. There's a lot.
It sounds like that.
So that's kind of the drop-in center. And then we have the hospitality side where we've got a hydroponics tunnel, growing vegetables for the meals that all the children and, well, all the participants get in our programs. And then we also, from that, produce our own basil pesto and chili relish as kind of skills training, but also just to bring a bit of aim. So that's the other kind of leg to like the three main areas. So that's where we're based at Hope Center in Strandfontein. And then our other kind of area is our multiplication strategy, which is instead of making a franchise, like a cookie cutter Hope Centers all over the country, we rather partner with other existing community organizations and organizations and do capacity building. So what we've learned, how can we help them be capacitated to do their programs and have a similar approach to us without us then running everybody else?
How do all these programs affect the people's lives? So how do you like measure success or success stories?
Yeah, so that's a good question, and it's always trying to figure out the best way of doing that. So obviously a lot of people and funders and things are interested in the statistics. So how many people attended a program, how many people had counseling, how many people had therapy, all of that. So we do keep track of that in terms of attendance, but also in terms of referrals that we do. So if we refer to local hospitals because somebody needs a bit more support with something, or to the education department. But basically with our different kind of goals of making sure children are supported and educated, it's also how many children we get into school and how many children are then staying in school as a result of the support that we also give. Then we also look at substance recovery. So how many people have gone through our rehab programs and stayed sober and come back into the community and have been kind of relaunched their lives. And that we've had, gratefully, a lot of success in that it was higher than we expected and than it's generally expected. So that's another way, how many children progress through with therapy, with counseling. But then again, like you said, the success stories. So there is very much a, when somebody has experienced freedom and some healing and like in their family unit and they're just doing well, they come back to the groups that they have always been in and they share. And that kind of gives so much hope to those who are in the programs. That's a regular thing. If somebody's gone away to rehab or they've left gangsterism and they come back and they just share their journey, that gives so much hope. And so we are kind of wanting to go into the process of how do we capture those properly. So we do have a few like videos and all of those kind of stories, but that's almost like a next phase that we're looking at in terms of capturing those stories more. But it is, they're like well-known success stories, and a lot of the successes end up working with us to reach more people. Kind of builds momentum and encouragement in a way.
To me, it seems kind of challenging to change the people's life because you're not able to change the whole environment they live in. So what challenges do you have to face during your work?
So I think Carmen will also answer some of these, but what you said about you can't take people out of the environment, it's about empowering people. So working with people, and that change takes time. And sometimes that can be frustrating for everybody involved, that change does take time. It isn't about taking a person and solving their problems for them. It's equipping them with skills and the abilities to solve their own problems, because that is where the dignity and that is where people feel empowered to then continue in their own growth without relying on you. So we try to say that we walk a road together. We don't carry you the road with you further ahead in your journey.
I think for us as an organization, we are just extremely aware that many of the people that walk in here or any of the clients, come from a background where there's been extreme trauma. And sometimes it can filter into some of the programs that we are, because we could see in the behavior of some of the kids and things like that. So we always have to come up with ways in how to tailor the best way as to how to handle them and help them feel secure in their space, and actually just take it from there. And that helps a lot where we are able then to do referrals. One of the other challenges is that we are a very small micro group of managers. So it can be challenging at times because we have so many things on our plate and really trying to juggle. And thus far, through the grace of God, we are able to really execute, and I would say with excellence, what we need to do in the spaces that we're. If we are not able to do it, I think that is okay. We are also we are very aware of our limitations, and that is okay. And we have grace with each other and grace with yourself, and I think that is also important. And we extend that grace to each other as a team member and so forth. So that is some of the challenges that we get to face at times.
Thank you so much. We are here for work with The One Social, and I'm thinking about what kind of support does Hands and Feet, does your work, what can we do from the other side of the world when we visit Cape Town? Is there something that really helps your work and the communities?
So there's a variety of ways that people can and help, depending on capacity, skills, all of that. So one is donations. So once-off giving, monthly support, fundraising, anything like that. But volunteering, long-term volunteering, like we said, we're a micro team. And so we really do appreciate partnerships in terms of people who can come in and just boost our capacity in terms of how many people we can reach and what our programs can do. And then things like just spreading awareness in terms of what we do, which is why we're also so grateful for podcasts and for you guys coming, and just that we have found something special that works, and we, from our experience, that works, and to also spread that news and that approach, and for partnership. So just basic things like joining our, I think we can learn a thing or two from you guys about social media and all of that, but we do have we're getting there. We do have a website which kind of explains what we do, our different projects, how people can get involved. I don't know if you want to link that in.
Yeah, in the show notes.
In the show notes. So we've got our website. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. And we try to just have a little bit of a glimpse of what's going on when we have a moment to actually stop and take a picture. And then we also put updates on there and things like that. So
okay.
A way someone can help from all the way across the world, like follow.
Okay, that's good to know. So to all our listeners, please follow Hands and Feet on Instagram and check out the website. And like last year, of course, we want to do a donation together. You have a donation link and we will share that with our community and with our followers so they can, do their part from wherever they are. Do you want to add something? Did we miss out something you really want to tell our listeners?
I mean, I can talk for hours if you want to, but I don't think so. Very passionate.
Maybe you should do a podcast on your own.
I think, our team is probably just really grateful for our team. Everyone who works here really feels like it's a calling that they're here. It's not just a job. There's a lot of meaning that people have in the work that they do here. And just, yeah, a solid team who believe in what we're doing, and everything that they do comes from a place of caring. And so, yeah, just really grateful to them for that. And yeah, and thank you to you guys for coming and using your platform to also make a difference and spread the word. And like, we really do appreciate it.
Thanks to you for welcoming us and for showing us around and for talking to us, and yeah, for your time even. Yeah, you have so much work to do and you're such a small team. So two of you are sitting here for like 15 or 20 minutes and talking to us. So we really appreciate that. And I'm very thankful to experience all of this. In the lunch break, we were able to meet your children in the, it's a school or kindergarten, right?
Kindergarten, yeah.
And they were so lovely. So it was such a nice experience. Thank you both so much.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.